Have a few minutes? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at regions.com/liveinthemoment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio inside the Gas South Convention Center in Duluth, Georgia, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is presented by Regions Bank, Brave the Beginning, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
And greetings and salutations. It is your slightly annoying host, Stephen Julian, here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Man, new intro with a great voice leading us in. Mike, you want to take credit for that or?
No.
Okay, great. That was Mike Salmon that he's producing, and he does not want to be on the air because he did everything in the intro, and that's all we need. Welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio here inside the beautiful Subaru of Gwinnett Studios inside Gas South District here in Gwinnett. And this show is brought to you by Regions Bank. We all know keeping your company's financial future on track means having the right resources to support your growth. Regions Commercial Banking offers you lending capabilities and strategic solutions tailored to your needs. And you'll work with a team of experienced bankers here in Gwinnett. Discover steps to take that can help move you closer to your business goals. Regions is here to help. To learn more, visit regions.com/commercial-banking. Regions Bank, member FDIC. We are thrilled to have in the studio Joel McGuire from AdventureKit. Joel, welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. AdventureKit. A lot of times I interview a lot of business leaders, business owners, and from their name, I'm like, hey, I think I know what you do. Obviously, Event is in your name, so I got an idea, but tell me more about what AdventureKit is and what you guys do.
Well, we are an events-based company. We are a full end-to-end production company taking care of folks' events from start to finish. The intricate part is what I like to dedicate to the planning process. I have a very clear vision of our company and how we work, and it is devoted first and foremost to making sure that everything is prepped and ready as it should be on the front end, which is what I believe is the most important part of any event. If you go into the day knowing that everything is taken care of and everybody's hitting their marks, if anything does happen, it makes it that much easier to recover.
Before you came here, I did a little background research and looked on your website and some social media stuff, and I know I'm messing up the tagline, so you'll clean it up and correct it because that's what you do, plan the event. But it was very much like, hey, once you hire us, you just show up, you tell us what you, you know, we'll plan it, and all you got to do is show up and party, we'll take care of everything else. That's kind of what you guys...
That's exactly how I want my clients to feel. I want them to feel like when they book us, that they can be hands-off come the day of, like literally. Questions have all been answered. My team has all the information they need. You know, we've had person-to-person interactions. Plus, I always insist on a face-to-face. When I do site visits for every single event, so people have that much more reassurance that things are going to be taken care of the way they should be. And it creates a very warm environment and a positive atmosphere going into the event, which then results in a positive event overall.
Absolutely. What type of services does AdventureKit offer at a particular event?
Well, it depends what you're looking for. I mean, we are a full-on production company. We do focus on three main aspects to the company, however. We are a casino company, first and foremost. We take care of entertainment casino-style events, anything from, you know, something, a little two-table show for a birthday party at somebody's home, all the way up to a 29-person fundraising event. We take care of everything, again, from start to finish. We'll supply tables, dealers, cards, all your gaming accessories, and all of our dealers are trained to teach the game they play, so it becomes not only a fun experience for the player, but if there's any novices in the crowd, it also becomes a learning experience.
So this can be something, because I think a lot of our listeners have either gone to a casino night, and there's probably been a wide range of spectrum of experiences in that. And I think sometimes people will be like, yeah, I've maybe gone to one, or I've never done anything like that. Oh, well, because I've never done it, I shouldn't do it because I'll look foolish, or my group doesn't know anything about it. But there's an education aspect, so people can have fun by actually learning the game and kind of knowing what they're doing.
Exactly. I mean, the whole point behind it is, first and foremost, it's grown-up fun. You know, everybody, you know, if you're sidling up to a blackjack table, you'd like to know how to play, best play your cards. So having a company like ours come in, having a great time with folks, making it a no-pressure situation, I mean, heck, there's no better way to learn how to gamble than when there's no money on the line. So, you know, that for that reason, it becomes something where you can answer all the questions. You can take the time, you know, where so that your players leave the table, like you said, with an education in the game itself.
And along with that casino, or if even if people don't want to do a casino night, the other kind of services, there's catering and drinks and bartending. Talk a little bit about the other services.
When it comes to those types of events, we can provide additional services, bartending services. I've got professional bartenders I work with on a regular basis. Food services. Think of it as an all-in-one experience. Mm. We want people to feel like they have a turnkey event in front of them because that's what we provide. We also have a couple of other divisions. Sure. That we focus on. We have our DJ division. Okay. Where we do a DJ, live events, production shows, things like that. Doing everything from a backyard birthday party or a pool party for a neighborhood up to concert production. I produced a concert for about 500 to 800 people down in Jonesboro in our first year of existence, which was a fantastic experience for both myself, the client, and the artist. Love to keep doing stuff like that as well. Our DJs, I'm blessed to work with about a dozen folks who are incredible behind the mic. I'm a DJ myself, been doing it for 20 plus years, and they're all interactive personalities, having a great time with folks, making sure to keeping them informed of what's going on, while at the same time being a warm presence behind the mic.
Am I going to get a scoop here and you're going to tell us what your DJ name is? or do people have to book you in order to get that?
Yeah. Actually, funny enough, it's the kind of thing where you get your DJ. You can pick a DJ name if you want to.
Right.
I have always found that if I'm going to have a nickname, I want somebody else to give it to me. So for the last, honestly, 20 plus years, people have been calling me, no joke, Jolie Moly.
Jolie Moly.
Jolie Moly.
I like that. I like that. We're speaking with Jolie Moly, also known as Joel McGuire from Eventricate. How did Eventricate come about? Why did you create it? When did you create it? This is clearly a passion, obviously, but tell me where that passion came from.
Well, I have always been somebody who loves meeting new people. I'm a social personality. I'm an outbound personality. I love getting to know people, getting to know about them, having conversations just like this one. And when it comes to the entertainment factor, you know, I do like the spotlight a little bit. I like having fun with folks. So it seemed like a natural fit. I didn't know I wanted to do this. This was something I kind of fell into. But it started out with a passion for karaoke and became
Jolie Moly.
Became Jolie Moly.
And Eventricate, exactly. Yes. And other things like that. Now, when I asked you about the services, if someone's looking for a DJ for a party, if someone's looking for some bartending or help with catering and one of these casino nights, and then you kind of mentioned a concert, it sounds like Eventricate might be expanding or there might be some other services on the horizon, or at least it's kind of, if someone is dreaming it, if you don't do it yourself, you can help them procure whatever services people need within reason for a part. Talk to me a little bit about how Eventricate might be growing beyond just casino and DJ and bartending.
Well, we do. Okay. So just as far as stuff that we are doing right now,
yes.
It's the kind of thing where event expansion is definitely what we're shooting towards. I mean, I always like bringing our clients and vendors new ideas. And so event development is part of what I do as well.
Whenever you have an event or party, you do a great one, and then everyone goes, how are we going to top that? So it sounds like you're about to tell us how you're going to top your own stuff that you've been doing.
So there is something that we have been working on. I can't say a whole heck of a lot about
man,
it right
you're
now.
You're not going to give me the scoop.
I can't, but let me tell you, when it finally comes out, it'll be virtually incredible.
I'm virtually interested to hear more. But people will have to go to the website of VentureKit.com and other stuff. We'll give that at the end of the interview. So you're looking to grow. You're looking to expand more services. But it sounds like even now, if someone calls you and they're looking for something beyond what you guys offer, it sounds like you're a very connected person. You obviously network and a little bit of the spotlight on you. And some of that spotlight is being able to bring other people in that can help somebody with their party needs.
Most definitely. In addition to the services that we have under our own moniker, there are dozens and dozens of reliable production partners that I work with on a regular basis, who are as or more professional than I am, who I've built relationships with over the last 20 years, people who I would trust with my own event, which is the highest compliment I can pay. When it comes to for example, we have a backyard and outdoor movie division, and for years, well, for the year of, I should say, of the pandemic, we actually had to pivot, and that became our main focus, our outdoor movie packages. Well, one of my production partners stepped up. We combined with them for a stage and AV combination, and wound up putting on drive-in movies.
Oh, nice.
From the end of April 2020 until the end of October 2020, and working with the city of Gwinnett even.
Yeah.
We put on several for the city here.
And that obviously now can continue and obviously be more of a social gathering where we don't have to stay in our cars to watch. Maybe we can, showing outdoor movie productions, whether it's at a church or a school or a business or some kind of client event or things like that. So let's go back to casinos for just a second, because that obviously, I don't want to say it's your bread and butter, but it might be what the main party experience that kind of built this or has been one of the key party experiences. And specifically when we were prepping this interview, you kind of almost kindly asked me to ask a question about, because I think everybody says, oh, casino, I've been to a casino night, and maybe they've had good experiences and maybe they've had just average experiences, but even down to the detail of the table for you guys kind of makes a difference. Talk a little bit about how you're so paying so much attention to detail that even your casino tables, people might be able to notice the difference.
First and foremost, if you're going to be attending a casino event, you want an atmosphere to match it. You want to feel like you're walking into something that it's a sort of a higher level of experience.
Mm-hmm.
You want something that is dedicated to sort of that adult fun feeling I was mentioning before. And part of that is the quality of the tables that you are playing on. Our tables were actually designed from the ground up by me. They have independent pedestal legs on each one of them. They're beautifully carved. They look more like a living room centerpiece than they do necessarily just a basic casino table. So when you put those together in a room, it really just the tables themselves set a tone.
Mm.
They're beautiful. They're fantastic.
Now, so you talked about how at the very beginning you mentioned that it could be as small as an intimate birthday party and you only need a couple of tables. How big of a casino night could you guys put on? How many tables could we be looking at?
Our largest event, actually, we had it just this past December.
Okay.
We did an event with a company down in Tifton, Georgia, and put on an event for 600 people.
Wow.
We had 29 tables, 5 slot machines, a live DJ playing music, and we had what I was told was the best event that they have ever had in the history of their company.
Nice. It sounds like you almost are laying out a challenge to someone, say, try to plan an event too big for me to handle.
Bring it.
Or too detailed for me to not deliver over and above what people's expectations. And like you said, kind of your mission, your goal is once they start working with you, they don't have to worry about anything except telling you what they want. And then you make it happen as best possible and over and exceed their expectations.
That's the thing. I want a vision. and then I can then satisfy that vision. You know, I want it to be something that is so amazing that number one, their guests never stop talking about it, and number two, they never forget it.
Joel McGuire of Eventricket just told our entire listening audience, just bring it. Now, that phrase, unfortunately, I think is trademarked, but
okay, how about challenge accepted?
I like that. Hashtag challenge accepted. So you kind of talked about this one event, 600 people. They said it was the best thing they ever did in their organization. Talk about some of the other successes. Talk about some of the other and by the way, people can go to their website, go to your website and definitely read some of the testimonials. But bring out some of the good events that you've done. And I'm going to challenge you with something and see if you accept this challenge. And I asked you the question about how big. If you can, in your success stories, bring up one that maybe is a smaller event, maybe something that people would go, well, they want the big ones. They want the big giant stuff. But talk a little bit about more of an intimate get together.
Well, actually, we just had one this past weekend where one of my crap stealers, a group of women who all have their birthdays around the same time, booked one of my crap stealers. Dealers and tables for a single table craps event. There was a dozen of them present. They've always wanted to learn how to play craps because they like doing Vegas trips, but they're always too afraid to go to the table. So they put heads together. They booked one of our dealers for a 4-hour span, and they were laughing and having a great time along with the learning process of how to play. And it was the kind of thing where they walked away from that experience with something that they'll be able to take to them at a table at Vegas, sure, should they wind up walking through the doors and be able to apply all that knowledge.
And it's a bucket list they can kind of check off and say, at least I've played. I didn't lose any money. Now if I like it and maybe want to do it for real money, now I'm more confident because they learned in an environment where they were comfortable.
Exactly. They're having a great time with it. They're laughing. They're having a couple of drinks. You know, it's a great time.
So let me ask this. When it comes to doing a casino night, can you quickly give me a rundown of what games would be available and maybe some that people might not think about, that they go, oh, like Baccarat or something like that. You know, what are some of the games that you can play?
Well, we offer blackjack, mm-hmm, Texas Hold'em poker, roulette, and craps. First and foremost, blackjack tends to be the game that people are most familiar with, right? You know, if you can count to 21 on your fingers and toes, you can play blackjack.
I know to hold at 20. And if I get two face cards, I should hold.
Right? Exactly right.
Even I know that.
So with it having that sort of more simplistic approach to the game is something that people already have a level of comfort with. Texas Hold'em poker. Texas Hold'em poker. Think of Texas Hold'em as a specialty game, because there are only about a 20th percentile of people who are at an event who are truly poker players. But those particular individuals are the people who walk into an event like I'm holding with a casino party and beeline for the poker tables, because that's where they're going to be all night. Right. These are the people who like the head-to-head feeling that poker gives you, because it's a one-on-one game. It's not one where you're playing against the dealer. So it's very engrossing that way. Roulette. Roulette is a super fun game. I can't explain this, but the ladies love a roulette table. I don't know why that is. They just love throwing bets down. They love watching the wheel spin. They love, you know, making a lot of noise when their number hits, having a great time with it. And then the craps table, you know, sort of the pièce de résistance. You're looking at that is the game where if you're watching a Vegas-style movie, for example, there's always that shot of a guy or a gal at a craps table. Be like, mama needs a new pair of shoes,
right?
You know,
exactly.
That kind of a thing.
Exactly. I like it. And you said from this one event you had slots. So obviously if people want to do more than what tables you have currently, you have the ability to kind of track down whatever somebody needs.
Flexibility is key.
There you go. I like that. So you have a casino department, you have outdoor movies, you have DJ services, bartending, you can help with catering. Is there anything you can't do at this point?
I have not yet learned to fly. I'm working on that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, listen, come back when you figure that out.
But that's a whole other show.
That's a whole different show.
The power of flight.
I like it. So obviously Business Radio X and Gwinnett Business Radio, we there are a lot of business leaders, business owners who listen to this show. Corporate events is obviously a key thing. But you guys are not just about corporate events. You talked about just the the girlfriend's party that wanted to learn how to play craps and do that. So it kind of can run the gamut of personal or corporate needs that people have. Talk us through as we kind of wrap up here. If people reach out to you, and you kind of said this at the beginning, but let's now focus on it. What is the experience people are going to have when they reach out to InventureKit, and where does it start? What do you want that process to feel like, look like? What do you want them to go through when they come to you and say, I need to plan a party, I'm looking to you?
Well, first and foremost, I founded the company based on the personal touch. I feel in my industry, we have gotten to the point where, you know, the expectancy of, you know, ChatGPT replying to a client is becoming the norm. This is a personal business because everybody's event is personal to them. So bringing the personal touch back to entertainment was very important to me. Starting with, I don't necessarily just send an email to start. Nearly every single contact I start with is a phone call. I want to talk to the person at the end of the line, get a feel for what it is they're really trying to do. Because sending them a proposal for something that I'm taking a guess at is no more helpful to me as it is to them. Number two, like I said, once I've put things in motion and we sort of built towards what it is that person is looking for, that site visit, meeting in person, discussing the event one-on-one, walking through the space, determining where the best place to have items, food, all sorts of stuff set up so that you've got great flow to your room over the course of the event. Even things as simple as parking questions, things that can be a holdup on the day of. These are things that are taken care of in the pre-planning process, so that come the day of, again, they can be hands-off, enjoy their day with their guests, and feel that their event is a true success.
Joel McGuire with InventureKit. For those people who want to find out more, who want to have that personal conversation so they can have a party like no other, how do they get in touch with you guys?
Well, you can check us out on InventureKit.com. That's EventriKite.com. You can give us a call direct at 404-530-9000. You can email me at joel@InventureKit.com directly.
And so if you're looking for an intricate event that goes beyond everything else and you want to have your challenge accepted, they need to reach out to Joel McGuire at InventureKit. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate the time to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Absolutely. So before we get out of here, I want to remind everybody that this show does come to you from the Subaru of Gwinnett event. I was going to say an InventureKit event.
Maybe in your head now.
Yeah, I know. I think Subaru might need to have an InventureKit event, an InventureKit at their place. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Enjoy big savings and a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today, or come in and see the difference. If you're already a Subaruist, then check out their Facebook page for the latest news, offers, and community events. So thankful to have our guest Joel McGuire from InventureKit in the studio. So thankful to have Mike Salmon producing the show. And so sad that Harper couldn't join me today. Look forward to co-hosting with him next time in this studio. So for Joel and for Mike, this is Steven saying we will catch you next time on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Happy birthday, Steven.
Thanks, Mike.